Tell me how you got involved in the studying of what we're going to talk about tonight, and that is the unquiet dead.
Well, it's something I would have not have believed myself or expected myself. I had just a regular practice, as you mentioned, and then I decided to learn hypnosis. So I got some training in hypnosis and began to use it. And people under hypnosis began to exhibit other personalities. Now, at that point, the concept of alternate personalities was very popular, and so I thought that that is what was going on. But some of these people described death, and that didn't fit in with that other concept. And so I began to question that, and I came across a very interesting book written by a medium called The Bright Light of Death by Annalee Chaplin. This was years and years ago. And I read that, and she described possession. It's a heavy-duty word, but anyway, it seemed to fit with what was going on. So I began to use some of her techniques and then worked out my own, and then I used it for years and years, like probably about 20 years, and helped a lot of people to achieve good results.
In the beginning, when you were studying this and you were getting the feedback back from people, did you think that there might be some kind of medical reason for this, that there was either something wrong with them physically, maybe even mentally?
Well, a lot of these people did have physical and mental symptoms. But the interesting thing, George, is that when the so-called spirits, and we'll forget calling them so-called, when the spirits left and went on, the symptoms just cleared up, sort of like magic. It was a very, very remarkable. It is a very remarkable therapy. But no, I didn't think that these other personalities were due to mental or physical problems. I just thought that they caused them.
Well, I'm really looking forward to talking with you tonight, Edith, about all this. And look, as you know, we this is a late night show. You're not used to being up this late. You go as long as you can. You're scheduled for 3 hours. If you only hold out for two, I'll understand.
No,
so
no,
don't push yourself.
I'm going to be fine.
Okay, great. I always am concerned for my guests,
first and foremost. I appreciate it very much.
The unquiet dead. What is that?
The unquiet dead refers to a person who lived in a physical body and then died, and instead of making a proper transition, in other words, going on with their spiritual progression, going into the light, going into heaven, whatever word we want to use, but in other words, going where they should, they remained here in the physical world. And as a result of staying here, they were essentially the very same person that they had been just moments before their death, and they were in the same condition. So if they were old and confused, they stayed old and confused. Or if they were suicidal, they stayed depressed and suicidal. Or if they were drug addicted, they craved drugs. So that's why I call them the unquiet dead, because they had not gone on to a place where they could enjoy the beauty of being in spiritual realms.
Based on your experience at this point, can you conclude anything about the other side? I mean, I assume it's a natural progression of this universe. It was always out there. It's part of living. It's part of dying. There's nothing unusual about this. There's probably nothing supernatural about it.
Now, that's a very interesting question. And actually, I've learned a lot from working with these spirits, and they're really people, of course. But I learned more about it when I was using past life regression. And I know that opens up a whole new subject. But in doing a past life regression, I would take people and usually into their death, because that's usually what caused the symptoms or problems. And then in most cases, they would go into the light. And that's such a beautiful experience. And, of course, that's been written about by other authors and people doing research and near-death experiences and so forth. And Deepak Chopra has a brand-new book called Life After Death, in which he describes the various aspects of that spiritual world. And it is a a very beautiful world. It's people are relieved of all their worries and problems and aches and pains, and if they were old, they are now in their prime of life, and that's what the ideal death should be, that a person lifts up from their body with no attachment to the body any longer, sees their body, maybe is sort of shocked by it being so old or bleeding or whatever the situation is, and then is drawn to a powerful white light, but usually met by loved ones, sometimes by spiritual guides or angels. And from that point on, life becomes very, very beautiful and free of concerns and worries.
You know, I was raised, Edith, as a Catholic. So as a young boy, you know, they taught us about spirituality and God and what happens when you die and heaven and hell. But even at that young age, I really questioned what else was out there. Not that I was not a believer, but I thought of it more in a scientific plane, that there was something out there that matched some of the things that the religious folks tried to tell us, but that it was different, that it was part of science, really, that maybe it gelled with religion. But I tried to pull myself away from that, and I kept thinking, what if everybody's wrong? And this is a kid who's 13 or 14 years old at that time. And I'm saying to myself, what if everybody's wrong? What if there is no heaven and hell on a religious end? And on a scientific plane, what if there aren't levels of energy where these spirits go and come from? What if there's just nothing? You die, you close your eyes, and you check out, and that's it. And it used to scare the heck out of me.
Well, I can understand that, because your only experience was existing, and then you were imagining not existing, and of course it's scary. And as a matter of fact, that is one of the reasons that many people, after they die, remain here in the physical world, because they thought, well, when you die, that's it. And then they find that they are still alive, and they go into denial. If they even see their body, they'll think, that's not me, or be terrified because they're trying to get back in their body, and they can't. They had believed all along that when you're dead, you're dead. There's
so
no more life.
So a warning.
Excuse me?
So a warning for the next host of Coast to Coast when I pass on, that I may not leave.
No, you'll leave. You're very metaphysically and spiritually oriented, so you will definitely leave.